Okay, we're going to be learning Daf Vav together. Fascinating Daf with lots of fascinating concepts. Number one, Shadim. Tanya, top of Vav and Alf. Omer Binyamin, Tanya, Abba Binyamin, Omer. Abba Binyamin says, if we would be allowed to see Shadim, demons, we would be so frightened we wouldn't be able to stand up. Omer Abai, Inu Nefishim Minan. Abai says they are so many more than us, they would overpower us. They are like a plowed furrow around the plant, around the bundle of fruit, or the bundle of potatoes, or the bundle of vegetables, the bundle. In other words, they surround us on all sides. Amar Rav Huna, kol chad v'chad minan alfa mismalei v'rivivasa mimine. Each person has 1,000 to his right and 10,000, I'm sorry, 1,000 to his left and 10,000 to his right. Amarava, haiduchka dahave, bikala minayu have. The reason why when a lot of people come to hear a shir, it's so crowded, it seems more crowded than it really is because of the shadim, which you can't see. Hani birke deshile minayu. The reason why the rabbi's thighs are weak are because the shadim are crowding and sitting on them. We don't realize it. Hai mani drabban debol michufi didhu. The reason why the rabbi's garments are worn out is because they keep bumping against the shadim. Hani kare dimenakvan minayu. Also, when you trip or when your legs bump against each other, also is because of the shadim. Hai man debol lemedelhu. If you want to really know that they exist, laisi kitma nehila. You should bring ashes, v'nehadar apurya, put them around your bed, uvitzafra chazi kikari tanigolta, and in the morning you will see chicken footprints, and that's them, because their feet are like chickens. Haiman deboi limechazinu, if you really want to see the shade itself, laiseh shil yasa deshonu sa'uchmasa, you should bring the placenta of a black cat, the son of a black cat, bochrisa bas bochrisa. It's the firstborn daughter of a firstborn daughter, black cat, Velakali Benura, and you burn this placenta and make ashes, Velishchake, ground it up, Velimli Enimin, and then place the ashes in your eyes, Velchazaluhu, and then you will see the Shadim. Asks the Gemara, I'm sorry, and the Gemara states, now with the leftover ashes, Velishadi Beguf, said the Parzal, you got to make sure to place the leftover ashes in an iron, rod, velicht me begushpanka the parzlan, make sure you seal it with iron, dilma ganvi mine, because you're afraid the shadim are going to steal these ashes from you. Velachtom pume kehechi dilo litzik, and you have to close your mouth so that they don't damage you. Rav Bibi Barabai Ovet Hachi, Rav Bibi Barabai did all this, chaza, he saw the shade v'itzik, and he got injured. Oh, Rabbanu Nachman Levi, it say the rabbis prayed for him and he got better. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer. We learnt in a brisa that Abba Binyamin. We learnt in a brisa Abba Binyamin. Omer, ain't a new topic. Ain't tefila shalad nishmas elav beis haknesses. Your tefila will only be heard if you daven in shul. Sounds like even without a minyan. Shnemar lishmor l'arina v'la tefila, b'makom rina shem te tefila. Sounds like you're supposed to sing in shul. The place of the singing, that's where you should daven. And the Gemara understands that's what Rashi understands. And the Gemara understands that's a shul, that's a place of singing. Sounds like a source in this Gemara that it's a good idea to sing in shul when everybody gets together. Amar Rabban Bar Avada, Amar Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Beis HaKnesses. How do you know that Hashem's presence is found in a Beis HaKnesses? Shneimar Elokim Nitza Badas Keil. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there when there's a lot of people. Minayin La'asar Shemispalin Sheshchina Yimayin, when you have 10 people davening. The Shechina is Shneimar Elokim Nitza Badas Keil. Minayin L'shlosha Sheyoshim Bedin. 3 people are judging a court. Sheshchina Yimayin, the Shechina is with them. Shneimar Bekerav Elokim Mishpot. That. When people judge, Hashem is there. Minayin shnayim sheyosim oskim b'Torah. Even 2 people sitting and learning Torah. Sheshchina imam. The Shechina is a shnemar. Oz nidbur yir Hashem ish el reyev ayakshev Hashem vayishma, etc. May lechush v'shmo. That's the end of the pasuk. Amar Ravashi chashav adam lasos mitzvah. Right, we know the Gemara says machshava tova mitzvah v'kadosh baruch hu l'maisa. A person even just thinks about doing a mitzvah, v'nenas, and an onus happens and he doesn't do it. V'lo asa, he didn't do it. May lo lav kasev kilu asa. Hashem is mitzarif machshava tova l'maisa, even if you just think about doing it. The Mefarshim explain over here, the reason is because the reward is also spiritual. It's not physical. So as long as you thought to do it, so you get the reward. Even one person learning Torah, the Shekhinah is with him. Whenever you mention my name, I will come and bless you. And mentioning my name means learning Torah. As we know, Kala Torah Kula Shmoso Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The name of someone is how you know them. And the Torah is a description of Elokus. Rashi says there's three places, Rashi in Makkos, Rashi in Shmuel, Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, that the Torah is called a Mashal HaKadmoni. It's a description of Hashem. So whenever you mention my name, is whenever you learn Torah, I will come and bless you. Says the Gemara, if God appears even to one person, so of course he appears to two. Answers the Gemara, Trei Mechtav and Milayu, B'Sefer HaZichronos. Two people, Hashem not only is there, but he'll write down what they say. Chad, Lo Mechtav and Milayu, B'Sefer HaZichronos. If it's just one person, his words will not be written down. Okay, once the Shekhinah appears to two people, why do you got to tell me it's three people? Ma'od, the same in Dina Shlomo Ba'almahu. Dina, when judges come to judge, it's not Torah. They're just making peace between people. The Dina Nami Hainu Torah. No, when judges judge a court case, that is Torah. If we know that the Shekhinah will be with three people, why do you tell me ten? Asara Kadma Shekhinah Ba'asya Plus Adi Asve. When there are 10 people learning, the Shekhinah will come before them. Even before they get there, the Shekhinah will be there to show them honor. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? The strength of his arm. That's a reference to tefillin. Bimino is Torah. That's the right arm. That's the left arm. That the strength of your arm is tefillin. Uminayin shat tefillin owes him. The Yisrael, how do you know tefillin is owes? The chsiv, the tefillin is your strength. The nations of the world will be in fear of our head tefillin. If Hashem wears tefillin, Hashem wears tefillin. And what do they say in them? The Jewish people are my only people. Really? Hashem gets praise from the fact that Klal Yisrael praises us. Since you talk about me and praise me, so therefore you have made me king, that is valuable to me. You have made me one God in the world. You have spread monotheism to the world. Vani es eschem chativa achas ba'olam. I will make you my one nation. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. Shnei mar shma yisrael Hashem l'kan Hashem achad. We're mamlech Hashem. We say he's one. Vani es eschem chativa achas ba'olam. Shnei mar mikam cho yisrael goy achad ba'aretz. Who is like the Jewish people? One nation in the world. Am le rabach abrid the rabbi l'rabashi. Tena mechad besa. B'shar batim mai. Okay, that's written in one of Hashem's batim. There's four batim to the tefillin. Four on the head tefillin. So that's what's written in one of them. What about the other ones? Kimi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, ashrecha Yisrael, ohani salakim, ulesitcha elyon. It says the Gemara, what do you mean? That's six. Yachi nefishi lutuva. Bate, that's six batim. Ella, no. Kimi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, tadami nadal b'chad besa. They're very similar. They're all in one bais. Ashrecha Yisrael, michamocha, umi kam cho Yisrael b'chad besa, ohani salakim b'chad besa, ulesitcha elyon b'chad besa. There are only four batim. And in Hashem's shel yad, they're all in Hashem's shel yad v'kulu k'sive ba'adre'e, and all the parshiyos are written in Hashem's zeroa, in the shel yad, on his arm. Let's continue. Amar Ravin Barav Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Ragel Lo Lo Beisak Neses V'Lo Ba Yom Echad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo. Anyone who usually comes to Minyan and one day he doesn't come to Minyan, Hakadosh Baruch Hu asks him. Shnemar Mi Bachem Yireh Hashem. We should tell this to Rabbi Edelman, right? Anyone who doesn't show up to the morning minyan, Hashem asks for him. And if Hashem doesn't ask for him, Rabbi Edelman asks for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashmo, Shnemar Mik Biyuachem Yireh Hashem Shomea B'Kol Avdo. Who fears Hashem listening to the voice of his Eved Shaholech Chasheichem Ve'enogalo? He's going in the darkness and there's no light. Im L'Dvar Mitzvah Halach Nogalo. If the reason he didn't show up to shul is because he had a mitzvah to do, then there'll be light for him.
Yiftach b'shem Hashem, my time b'shem d'havelin l'vtoach b'shem Hashem v'lo batach.
You shouldn't have gone to do the Dvar Rishus. You should have come to Minyan and relied that Hashem would take care of the Dvar Rishus. If it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so you're allowed to go and miss Minyan. But if it's a Dvar Rishus, you're not allowed to. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Hashem comes to shul and there aren't 10 people. He gets very angry. There's a din called Makom Kavua. You're supposed to daven in a Makom Kavua. The God of Avram will help him out. He'll answer the tefillah. So Kshemes, we say, oh, what an anav, what a chassid this is. He's a student of Avram because he davened in a makom kavua. Avram Avinu menal in the kav of makom. How do you know Avram davened in a makom kavua? Tuxiv, vayashim Avram buka, ela makom sh'amad sham. Avram got up to daven in the same place that he davened yesterday. And I mean, ela tfila. I mean, it means daven sh'nemar vayamo pinchas vayifalil. Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amrav Huna. Yotzim in Beis HaKnesses Ayav Siya Psiya Gasa. A person who's leaving shul shouldn't take large steps. You shouldn't run away from shul, take large steps. That's only going away from shul. But if you're running to shul, mitzvah lemir, it's a mitzvah to run to shul. Never near the fellow das and says, to know God, to run to know God is a good thing. Rabzera said, originally when I saw the rabbis running to shir on Shabbos, amina kam chali and rabban on Shabbat, the rabbis be mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. Why? Because it's uvd dechol, it's a bizarion for Shabbos. It's getting all sweated up. It's too much hard work. Came in the Shemanalu, the Rabbi Tancham, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Lolom Yaratzadim, Dvar Halacha. Vafilu b'Shabbos, person should run for Dvar Halacha, even on Shabbos, Shneimar, Achrei Hashem Nichol, Kari Yishag, follow Hashem and roar like a lion. Anan Amirahit Nasai also ran to Shul. So you're allowed to run to a Dvar Mitzvah or to a Dvar Halacha on Shabbos, just not away from one. Al Rabbi Zeir, Agra de Pirka, Ra'ata. The schar of learning comes from running to learn. I'm Rabbi Agra de Kala Duchka. The schar of going to the shir is putting up with the crowd. Like I went tonight to Rav Asher Arieli's shir. Man, was there a big crowd there, like 1,000 people in a room that's fit for 100. I'm Rabbi Agra de Shmaita Svara. The reward for Torah learning is understanding the logic of things. That doesn't say such great things for Daf Yomi, but I try to provide the logic. I'm Rav Papa Agra de Beitam Yashtikusa. The reward for visiting a shiva house is to be quiet. Some say it means the reward for a person who just experienced a loss is to be quiet. Amar Mazutra, you're not supposed to question Hashem's ways. Amar Mazutra, Agad de Tanisa Tzedakasa. The reward for fasting comes from giving tzedaka after the fast so the people have what to eat, the poor people. Amar Fshish, Agad de Hespeid de Deluye. The reward for Hespeid is from getting people to cry. Amar Vashi, Agad de Behilule Mile. The reward for a wedding house is to say nice things about the chasen and kala. That's the most important part of the wedding. To say nice things about the chasen and kala. If you daven in back of a shul, facing away from the shul, you're called a wicked person. That's only if your back's to the shul. If you turn your apayim, your face to the shul, leslan, but it's not a problem. There was a guy who davened behind the shul. He did not turn his face towards the shul. Chalaf Elio. So Elio Anavi happened to pass by. Chazia, he saw him. Idami le kitai. He showed up to him like an Arab merchant. Amale. Kedoba kayamis kame marach. This is the way you interact with your creator. You turn your back on your creator. Shalaf safsra vikatle. He took a sharp object out of his coat and he killed him. Elio and Avi killed this guy. He didn't have respect for Hashem. What is meant by the following pasuk? Kerum Zulus Levnei Adam. Amalei Eil Dvarim Shalom De Merum Shalom. This is a reference to things that are so important. Uvnei Adam Mizalzalin Bahen. And people don't take them seriously. Rashi explains, for example, like davening. Davening is so important, but people talk, people don't take it seriously. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Tavaya came into the Sarachad on Lebrios Panim Mishtanos Kikrum. When a person needs other people for help, so he's very embarrassed. His face changes like a krum. Shenemar krum zulus levnei adam. What's a krum? My krum kias ravdimi amar of echad yesh bekachiyam a krum shmos type of bird. Came in shechamas areches mishapik lekama gavanim, and it changes a lot of colors like your face that changes colors when you're embarrassed and someone does a chesed for you. Someone has to give you money. Ravami Ravas Damatavar Kilu Nidun Bishne Dinim Eish Umayim. It's as if you are judged in fire and in water. Shnemar Hirkavta Enosh Leroshenu Banu Beishu Vamayim. That's the end of that pasuk, I believe. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Huna, La'olam Yehad Mizar B'Tfilas HaMincha. A person should be very careful to daven Mincha. Shor Elio, Lonen El B'Tfilas HaMincha. Shnei Rabbi Balus HaMincha Ve'Agshel Yonav Yomer Begomer. Aneni Hashem Aneni. Aneni Sheteir Yesh Min Hashemayim. Ve'Aneni Shelo Yomer Mashak Shofim Heim. He asked for two things. Number one, let fire come down to bring the carbon so that the Nevi HaBaal will know that they're false, and also make the people believe that I didn't just do hocus pocus, that it was real. Rabbi Yochanan after tefilas arvis, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to also be careful about ma'arv. Shnemar tikon tefilasi ketoras lefanecha masas kapai minchas orev erev, which is ma'arv. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak after tefilas shachris, you have to be careful about shnemar Hashem boker tishma koli boker eroch lechava atzapeh. Person has to be very careful about davening shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv. From Michal Bar Avuna, kol hanan misudas chasen ve'enu mesamcho. Any person who benefits from a wedding and he eats at the wedding, he is not mesamei chasen v'kala over b'chamisha kolos. You violate five pesukim. Shnara kol chasen kol simcha, kol chasen kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakos. Vim samcho maschar. If you are mesamei chasen v'kala, what's your reward? Amr Mishab Ben Levi, zochel l'torah shnitam b'chamisha kolos. Shnara hibiyom hashlish v'yom haboker v'yikolos v'vrach on a kavod al har v'kol shofar v'yikol hashofar v'kamehinan. The kol asks the Gemara, there are only five kolos. Any v'haksiv v'chalam romes akolos. That's two more. Answers the Gemara. Osan kolos to kodem matan Torah hava. I'm only talking about the kolos that were those kolos from before matan Torah. They don't count. Rabbi Avo Amri Kiilu Hikrif Toda. The person who's a Sameach Chasan Vekal is as if he brought a Karmar Todesh Nemer Mvim Toda Beis Hashem. Rabbi Nachman Reitz Agama Kiilu Bona Achas Michurbis Shushlaim. If you're Sameach Chasan Vekal is as if you rebuilt one of the ramparts, the destroyed ramparts of Jerusalem. Why? Because when a Chasan Vekal come together, you're like rebuilding the world. You're bringing the world closer to Mashiach. Because people are getting together with those people who they're supposed to be in order to bring the world to its final destination. Shnemar ki yashiv es shuas aretz kivur reishon amar Hashem. Amar b'chabar amar yuhuna kol adam sheyesh wa yira shamayim dvarav nishmarim. Any person who has yira shamayim, people will listen to him. Shnemar sof dvar kol nishma, you'll be heard as elkim yira, if you're Hashem. B'gomar mai ki zeh kol ha'adam amar lozim rakosh roh kol ha'olam kulan ve'el b'shul zeh. Wow, the whole world, if you have yira shamayim, if you have awe of Hashem, the whole world was created for you. Rabbi Abba Rakan Amar, Shakla Zekanet Kol Olam Kula. You are as great as the whole rest of the world. Rabshim Ben Azai Omer, Vamrila Rabshim Ben Zomer Omer, Kol Olam Kula Lanover El Litzavos Lazeh. The whole world was only built to be company for you, Hazir Hashemayim. Rabbi Chabar Amhuna, Kol Shayodeh Bechavir Shiroga Litin Lo Shalom. Anyone who knows about his friend that he usually gives him Shalom, Yaktim Lo Shalom. You should say Shalom to him first. Shemar Baki Shalom Verfeo. You should chase after saying Shalom. It's always a good idea to greet the person first. The Gemara says elsewhere that there's great reward if you see somebody, you greet him first. If someone says Shalom Aleichem to you, you don't respond to him. Nikra Gazan, you call the Gazan. Shemar Va'atem Bi'aretem Akerem Gazal Teheani Bibateichem. You stole from an ani. Gzelas ani, meaning right, you didn't take anything from him. You stole from an ani. You just didn't give him back his shalom. Have a wonderful rest of the day.